This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show After Party podcast. It's the After Party podcast. Same numbers in, bpscrasher@gmail.com. Also, 402-915-0962. We love hearing from you guys. So if you want to get a hold of us, please do so. We're into March. Fascinating how some things just grow so fast.
Weather-wise, time, man.
Yeah, it's just been awesome. Everything's just been awesome. I went and spoke to the sweet Wylene. We kind of left the Big Party Show. We're talking about the vest that she has.
Oh, so, yes, the weighted vest. Yeah. And what did she say?
I went right to her and I said, hey, why do you have that vest? What are you wearing this for? Is it for bone density type stuff? And she looked me straight in the eyes and said, yes.
Told you.
I can't say you're right. I will say it. You're 100% right. Yeah. And I said, well, I didn't know what to think because Molly was talking about how it's a woman of a certain age and all this other stuff. And I was getting defensive because, you know, I'm like, you're not a woman of a certain age. And then she goes, well, why don't you go ahead and ask Smarty Pants, which is my AI friend, about it and see what they say, because that's kind of what is recommended, is for, you know, people to wear those vests because it builds muscles and it helps with the bone density and stuff like that. Okay. All right. So bingo.
Told you.
Look at that. See?
the amount of doubt that always,
it's not
like
doubt.
Just, it's like you and my husband, Peter's always like, do you ever get tired of being right? And I'm like,
oh,
no, but it's
never...
exhausting being questioned at every turn.
Well,
like,
I wanted
I don't
to make
know
sure
about that.
Well, when you say a woman of a certain age, to me that meant you're saying that she's like 90s. The way
no,
I took that,
that's not what that
I
means.
I was defending my queen, is what I was doing.
No, so, a woman of a certain age is like any age. I mean, it doesn't. I'm just saying there is a point that you reach in life where you start worrying about things like bone density and muscle. It doesn't mean you're old. It just means that you've hit a point where it's like, you know what? I've got to think ahead to the future so that when I am 80, I'm not walking off a curb like your grandmother and snapping
and breaking
a
hip. Exactly. So it's a woman thing or a guy thing. You're talking about both of us. We both need to be doing that because I'm not paying attention. I'm older than her and I'm not paying attention to bone density. I probably
should.
Well, no,
then. Women historically, I mean, it's a female issue, and especially if you've had children.
Do they just zap your calcium and all that stuff out of your bones?
Yeah, it just
how
dare it robs you of all sorts of stuff. So that's the thing with women. There's always that push for awareness about osteoporosis. Like, be sure to keep up on your vitamin D. Be sure to keep up on your muscle density because it helps with your bone health. Like, all of this stuff feeds into each other.
Okay.
So hence the weighted vest. The idea is that you're building up those muscles. You're building up that bone density by doing it.
All right.
See? Oh, I'm so glad Wylene's got my back. Sisterhood. Women unite.
Yeah, women unite. I didn't know what to say when she clarified what you had said. You know, I just
like,
sat there.
I've got to go back on the show and tell her she's right. Yeah. Thank you for ruining the rest of my day.
Hey, I could have left it. I could have left it go, but I didn't want to leave it go, you know. All right, so we left the Big Party Show with, the After Party's a little bit different. We tackle different things on the After Party with Big Party and Molly podcast. All right, so there's a new dating trend out there, which is horrifying. Mm-hmm. I can't believe people do this to people.
I can't.
Something's bad will happen eventually, and if it hasn't already, but it's called Alpine divorce. Mm-hmm. So basically, you go, what's it say, on a hike?
You go
anywhere.
Anywhere. Go for a walk in the woods. You go on a camping trip. You decide to, I don't know, go out in the middle of nowhere and just hang out. And then all of a sudden you're like, where did he go? Where is he? Yeah. And you realize that he or she, though it seems more like a he thing than a she thing, has left you, just left you alone in nature by yourself, probably taken the car, like has just like they have disappeared on you.
I saw one story, Molly, where a girl was walking saying it was a point of view type video. And it mentioned, you know, she's saying how, you know, he just disappeared. It left her and she's walking along like it looked like in Nevada or something, or even Utah, those type of cavernous stuff. And then the guy took the car and left for her to try to make it back home. Oh, my God. These are people that are going on dates and maybe have been on several dates.
Yeah. To like do that. In some cases, it's couples. Like it's not like a first date and you didn't know. I mean, these are people that like, hey, you know, John and I have been together for a year. He wants to go out hiking in the woods. And next thing you know, you're like, well, what happened? It's like John left me in the woods by myself alone. And I had to walk back to town. Walk back. And especially like if you were somebody like me who's not particularly outdoorsy. Like, I'm fine. I mean, I grew up in Nebraska. It's not like I don't have an outdoor, you know, aspect to my personality. But I'm a city mouse. Like, yes. I like...
City rat. We'll call you a rat.
I'm a city rat.
Yeah.
Not a country mouse. So I'm a country Peter mouse. And I, like, went out and he was like, I will be right back. I'm just going to duck over here and go to the bathroom. And then it was like... 1 hour later, you're thinking, did he get mauled by a bear? Like, did
that's
something?
Where
and you realize that, like, no, he just left. He got tired of me and he left me alone in nature.
Cause that's the thing that's going on. It's not only just leaving somebody in like that to try to find their way back, but it's also what's going through that person's head. Like you said, did they get mauled by a bear? What happened to them? Are they lost? So then now you got to have to make the decision of whether do you go looking for that person or do you just try to make your way back to the car, hoping that that's where your end all place will be. You'll meet back there if you get lost or whatever the case is. So I couldn't imagine what you'd be going through your head the whole time. Just to find out later that that person just abandoned you because they thought it was funny.
Well, how about what if you say to yourself, okay, I am going to walk back to the car because that is going to be that'll be the end point. So no matter what, we've got to end up. And then you get to the parking lot or you get to wherever and it's gone.
That's what that lady said. She said,
and that's the thing. Like you just have that moment where you're like, am I losing my, like, were there multiple parking lots? Cause that would also be my thing where I'm like, did I go to the wrong parking lot? Like, no, that's the bathroom over there that I remember using before we decided to go on this walk. Like I ran across the parking lot and used that trail bathroom before. I'm like, no, the car's not here. The car is gone.
He left. That's what that story was with that lady. She said that. By the time she made it back, he took the car, and by the time she made it back to her apartment somehow, he tried calling her, and she just blocked him immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How awful is this thing? Alpine divorce. That's not how you dump somebody, people. That's not how you do it. If something bad happens, you're going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to be watching you on the news. You'll be interviewed.
I just thought it was crazy that it's happened – with such, like, it's happened enough or like with enough frequency that they've given it a term.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I could understand a one off or even like a two, like where you just think like that's, but the fact that it has happened with enough frequency that people are like, we need to name this something. Like besides
Alpine
just
divorce.
Crazy Alpine divorce.
God, that's
there are
different
so
than
many other ways in which
of doing
to
it.
Just,
I mean,
call
you heard
quits.
You heard people ghosting, walking out of restaurants. Is that a breakup way? I think that's seems like that's
somebody
a first
walks out. If somebody's like, "I will be right back. I'm going to go use the bathroom," and they never come back to the table, yeah, that's you don't get back together with that person.
That's
you're not
mean.
Like, yeah. For so many, well, and also it's like,
that's
okay,
mean.
I guess I'm paying the bill.
There's that. Mm-hmm. Would it make any difference if the bill was already paid for?
Yeah, it would.
Okay. All right.
Because that's like the 1-2 punch. I mean, you left me. You're already in the hole. So I guess you could just walk out on the bill too. But at least if you paid the bill, it shows some humanity.
Yeah.
Like it shows some sort of like, I'm not a complete, like I am a monster, but I'm not a complete monster.
What kind of coward does that? That's amazing that people have I guess if you feel like you're never going to see that person again, then it's okay. But once you do it once, I think
walked out on a date.
I don't think I ever have. I one time was at a bar with a buddy and there was hardly anyone there. And we're sitting at the bar. We ate something, got beers. And then I'm like, I got to go to the restroom. And then I came back out and he was gone. And the bartender was just standing there. Like, where did you go? And I think he was surprised that I was still there. So I didn't know what to do. So I sat there and ordered another beer. Then I drank it, paid the bill.
Oh, so your friend left you with the tab as well.
He left me with the tab as a funny joke. It was so uncomfortably awkward. I know. And then when I got to the car, he was sitting in the car because I drove.
Is this Bo?
Yeah. It was Bo.
I think he's just looking for any reason to not have to pay a tab. From what you said, I don't understand how you guys were as friendly as friends as long as you were. He never had a dollar. He constantly was sticking you with the bill.
This is why he was like that, because and I hated this because he had met this millionaire, right? Some guy's very, very wealthy. Okay. And he asked them, he said, how did you become a millionaire? How did you, how were you able to become this rich person? What did you do? Did you invest? What did you case? The guy told him, I spend other people's money. I don't spend my money. I spend their money. You know, there's ways of doing that. I understand what he's saying. But he's not saying try to get a freebie every chance you get and spend your friend's money.
Yeah.
He's not saying that's how he made the millionaire, but that's how he took it. And so therefore, that's what he did. When he walked out, I was like, oh my God, I was so upset. I'm like, geez, now this is uncomfortable. This guy doesn't trust me. This guy's staring at me, just watching every move I make.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Bo. He makes a lot of the show, doesn't he?
Well, it's not for the best reasons.
No, it's not. Rest in peace, buddy. We miss you.
Did he leave a fortune behind? Did he manage to make like $1 million with all this bad behavior?
No, not at all. You know, it was just amazing. Like I said,
did
once
he have
you do
a lot
once,
of friends besides you?
Yes, he's great. He had tons of friends, but there was like most people, we have our little circle of friends. You know,
yes.
It's like there's like three or four of us guys that were friends forever in death. Even it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if it wasn't for him, Molly, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now. He's the one that got me where I'm at. Just by being who he is and helped me out through my challenges and not quitting. Remember I told you he had said that, why start the race if you're not going to finish it? Mm-hmm. He said all these great things when I was having the hardest time, and that's what friends do. But also, I mean,
he's also like, why pay for the tab if somebody else will? Why stick around if you can go wait in the car if somebody else pay for your beers? You had a lot of them. You had a lot of really sage advice.
Yeah. So anybody that walks on people, you're monsters. I mean, I don't know how you get back at someone like that. Recently saw this website, a Facebook page, Molly. I think it's entitled, somebody help me out if I'm wrong. It's something like, are we dating the same person?
Yes.
I saw that thing and I went down that rabbit hole.
Oh
my God. And this is a local one in Omaha. And I'm reading these things and people are sharing pictures of people like, give me the lowdown on this guy. There's several different scenarios that I've looked at.
Yep.
One of them is give me the lowdown on this guy if you know him. And people will go and respond and describe everything. Like, don't date this jerk. He I mean, all this stuff.
I know someone who knew someone.
Really?
Like, did I know someone who, that was a guy. Like, I know a woman who had to comment because she's like, yes, I am dating that guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And like, that somebody reached out and they're like, you know, I happen to go on the Omaha Facebook page and isn't this your boyfriend? And they were like, yeah. And somebody had put his picture up like, hey, just wanted to know, like, I think.
Is anyone dating him?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, I am familiar with that page.
I couldn't believe
it. Guess what? It works.
It works.
It works. I mean, if you really, because a lot of times people are going on it just out of like curiosity, right? Like that, like the human nature of just like, will I know anyone? I mean, but you never think you're really going to know anybody. You think you're just going to kind of like be a voyeur and just sort of go down and be like, oh, this guy's really getting lit up or what have you. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes you really do.
I don't know how I found. I don't know how I found that page, but it landed. I couldn't believe it. And then I felt, I'm like, you guys are idiots. I mean, in this 2026,
who's idiots?
You're going to date
the
two
men?
People? Yeah, the people who are dating around
just
like that.
Just want to be clear.
Just pick one. I mean, why do you want all of that?
Why not?
Oh my God! Why would you want more than one man in your life? I'd be tired. Of trying
you've
to
never
balance
dated
that
multiple,
lie.
You've dated multiple people at the same time.
No, I didn't. I've never.
Lies.
No, I have never dated someone multiple people at the same time. I wasn't a serial dater. I didn't need it. And I definitely wouldn't date someone for an X amount of time and date someone else at the same time. How do you even manage that? Now I can tell your face you have. I mean, you're a serial dater. You just date everybody in Omaha, didn't you?
No.
Yeah. Don't deny. No, I never did that. That's a chick thing or a jabroni thing. That's what women do. Guys, I don't see a lot of dudes that just date women constantly.
Yeah, you do. Give me a break.
No.
Are you nuts? Not
my circle, I don't. You know,
they're
all
too busy
leaving
people with the tab. They're lucky to get one woman.
They're trying to find one person is what they're, you know, the right person. And then eventually, sadly enough, when you hit a certain age, and I know a lot of these guys right now, they just give up on trying to find a person. I wonder if women do the same thing. Do they just give up, I guess?
Probably. I mean, at some point, you're just like, I think it's less about, I don't know. I mean, in the few instances of friends of mine that are single and either are divorced single or never been married single, it's a choice. Like, it's kind of like the friends of mine that have never been married, it's sort of like at this point it'd be really hard to share a life.
That's where my friends
and I really
are
do think so. It's kind of like when you've lived on your own and all of a sudden you try to have a roommate and you're like, I got to go back to living on my own. Like, I don't want to share a space.
You're like setting
your
own ways.
And then my friends that are divorced and single, they're happy with either just dating or being on their own. They're like, I already know what it's like to be in a miserable relationship, living situation. Like, why would I go back to that? Like, I'm
well, that doesn't mean that you would go back to that. I mean, you're saying that every marriage from then on out is going to be a bad situation.
No, I'm saying that they are in a situation where it's like, I've been liberated of that. I'm ready to be on my own for a while and do it on my own terms.
God, I get it. You know, I mean, I married late, you know, cause I didn't want to marry more than once. I'm a product of divorce and several divorces and I hated every single one of them, you know? So I never wanted that. That's the reason why I waited. I didn't just surrender to everything. And I could have made the bad, wrong decisions. And those relationships, looking back, never would have lasted. I'd be paying alimony. I'd be paying child support. I'd be paying all that stuff. So then when the Sweet Wileen came around, I just felt like it was the right time. But again, back to this Alpine divorce, people don't do that. That is awful to put someone through hell. You
it's
know,
so scary. I mean, God, I'd be terrified, especially like if you're really, really, really out in the middle of nowhere. Like it's not like, God. Oh, there was a convenience store a mile down the road. you know, but if you really were like backwoods and it was going to be a ways and there was nobody around, like at least like, oh, there were other cars in the parking lot where you could just wait and see if somebody comes back and be like, my boyfriend left me. Yes. Can I get a ride back to town with you, please? Like,
yeah, then you're stuck in that.
And hope that they don't think that you're some like serial killer who's like pulling a fast one, like, yes, let me into your car.
Well, see, it would be easy for you to find a ride home. Did it say it was just dudes doing this or just because I know
no,
it turned
into
a TikTok
thing. No, I think it's anybody,
TikTok
but I think it's probably, it sounds from awful. What I read that it seems like more of a guy thing.
The jerk.
A guy leaving the girl high and dry. Trying to think if I've ever been left somewhere.
I have.
You've been left somewhere?
I have been left. Oh my God, I have been left. That just came out of nowhere. I went to a concert with a woman. It was Widespread Panic at the Ranch Bowl. It was an outdoor show. I remember this clearly as day. I was dating this girl for, I don't know, long enough to say I was dating her. I didn't know what it was. She disappeared.
Okay.
And just left. And she left with, I'm assuming, with someone else. Because why would you just leave? So she just left. And then now I'm stuck wondering what happened. I mean, did she get kidnapped? I mean, all this stuff like we talked about went through my head. And then I eventually got a hold of her the next day at home. And she said, yeah, I left. I mean, it was, she acted like nothing happened. I was like, all right, this is sucky, man. So yeah, that's what happened. Have you done that to somebody? It sounds like, I mean, that's.
Maybe. I mean,
so you
listen,
have left someone.
I don't it
sounds
like something I could have done.
God, the young Molly.
It sounds like something I would have been like, I'm bored of this situation. I don't want to.
But that's a newbie.
Huh?
That's not a relationship. You're not doing that on a, like
no,
you've been dating
someone. No, and then
like
running into them at home. And it seems like that seems to sound familiar to me. That like there'd been like fallout where it was like you just left and I'd be like, yeah, I guess I did.
Okay.
You were talking to somebody and I was annoyed.
And you just left. Bye.
So I just left.
So you have. You think you
I
have
don't
done
have
it.
Any memory of doing it, but
and
it
you probably didn't
very,
do it.
Yeah. It. I mean, I don't.
I mean, you'd be a bad person to do that. I mean, just a bail on someone.
I was not without, a good person to date.
Well, that's fun to hear. Really?
I was not a good person. There was a long stretch where I was probably not a great person to date.
So you were selfish is what you were, a selfish dater.
I don't know if it was so much. I don't think it was selfish. I just, I'm not a very good I wasn't a very good communicator.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So like instead of having an awkward conversation, it was just like.
You just ghosted them.
Yeah, exactly. Or we could just never talk about.
God, you'd be terrible to date.
Yeah, awful.
You know, terrible to
date. Terrible.
When did you stop being like this? I mean, was it Peter that changed your evil ways?
I'm not evil. I mean, listen, you know, you give.
I'm not evil. We'll just say we'll say selfish ways when it comes to.
I wasn't selfish. I think I was just inexperienced. I was immature. I didn't realize how to have a grown-up conversation and have grown-up relationships. I just would be like, I'm taking my toys and going home.
Okay.
And that was sort of it. Like it wasn't from a mean or like a mine kind of way. It was more just like, I don't know what to do, so I'll just poof. Like
you'll leave.
Yeah.
That's probably because you dated so many people at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably how it is, how that works.
I didn't date a lot of people at the same time often.
Okay.
But also, if you're not in a committed relationship, you don't
know
anybody.
You should date as many as you want if you're not committed.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I wasn't in a committed relationship.
Makes it committed to you?
I think a conversation.
A conversation makes it committed, meaning talking about it. Like,
yeah,
hey, are we
like,
doing this?
I don't want to see anybody else. I just want to see you. And me being like, you know what? I don't want to see anybody else either. I want to just see you.
I don't think people have those conversations anymore.
Well, I mean, guess what?
Yeah, I don't think they do. I really don't think they do.
You end up seeing some guy driving your girlfriend's car and you think to yourself, huh, I don't know that guy, but I do know that car.
You're not talking about me, are you? Because that happened to me once.
It did?
Oh, my God, Molly, it was awful. And I was living with the chick. We're living together. And she had a very specific vehicle. I don't think there was another one in Omaha. Well, anyway, this is before radio. I was doing painting and stuff like that, you know, with my boss. And we're driving down 72nd Street. And all of a sudden, the same car zoomed by us. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, who the heck is that? And why is he driving that car? That's not his car. That's her car. Yeah. I thought you knew the story, and that's why you said that. Yeah. So my boss goes, do you want to follow him? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to die right now.
You're like, I just want to go home and cry in my pillow.
Yeah, that was happening. That's a bad way of catching somebody cheating on you. But yeah, that's what happened. So yeah, we did have that conversation.
So you had a conversation where I'm not seeing anybody else.
I've never had a conversation like that. No, I think I just assumed. But I do recall people having those conversations like, I want to be exclusive. And do you want to date other people? Because kind of like you want to do this at that point where you want to make sure that person's committed as well, because you don't want to commit to someone that's not committed to you, because then that's how you get hurt. Yep. You know, and that's how, you know, you find out some other dude's driving your girlfriend's car.
Or the person that you thought was your girlfriend, but you never had a conversation with them about it. And like, yeah, I thought we were dating, and I'm like, we are, but not exclusively. And not be exclusive.
That was a tough one. That was a tough relationship, too.
That's not... You guys lived together?
We lived together. She came... She is at a party, I guess, in a work party. This is a coworker of her, too, by the way. And so what happened is then she came home one night, and then she had hickeys all over her neck. And I'm like, what is going on here? And she's like, we're just having fun at this party. That's what they do at parties. I'm like, they give each other hickeys?
How many times have you been?
I don't know. I don't want to know anymore. I don't know. Enough to not. I mean, it happens.
I know of at least now with you telling that story, that's at least three times that I know of that you've been cheated on.
I'm trusting is what I am. I'm not controlling. I'm trusting. And if someone wants to go off and do something, I mean, I look at it like this, Molly. If they don't want to be with me, why do I want to be with them? If this is how it's going to go, there's got to be more fish in the sea. And there is. So it's like, why do you want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you? So if they're going to go off and get hickeys, they're going to leave you at a concert, stuff like that, then you don't need them in your life. So that's how I've always lived. Maybe I should have those conversations.
Yeah. I've never cheated on anyone I've been in a serious relationship with.
That's good. Person.
If we really are like, we've had the conversation, I'm seeing you, you're seeing me, this is it. That's it. I'm not a cheater, but I am somebody where it's like, you got to nail me down. Like,
what do you mean nail you down?
I mean, we got to have that conversation.
You can't
be going making assumptions and being like, well, I know, but it's been like 6 months. I'll be like, 6 months of dating.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I mean.
Yeah, see, I never had that. I don't remember having that conversation. Maybe I did when I was younger, but I just kind of let it morph into whatever it is. And it always morphed into, I wonder if Wileen and I had that conversation. I think we had some sort of conversation. You know, or we just had an understanding, you know, I won't leave her at a state park by herself. No. That's for sure.
No Alpine divorces for you guys. I know she's going to be nervous. You guys actually hike and stuff. I would have to be, if Peter took me and was like, let's go hiking, I'd be like, you're going to push me off a cliff. You've never wanted to go hiking in your life. Yeah. Like there are easier ways to get rid of me than to pretend like you want to be in nature.
And those are another monster. There's another monster scenario. The guy that pushes your date or whatever you're doing.
Well, that's how this got its term. That's how it was like a short story called The Alpine Divorce. And it was about a husband taking a wife out into the woods because he wanted to push her off the mountain.
I remember that. I remember that's happened a couple times.
that was like an actual short story.
That it's one, I think one of them survived. Can you imagine that? No. You go through all that and push your wife off a cliff and then she survives and you got to face her.
You're like, hey. She's like, uh-huh. Yeah. I survived the fall and found my way back home. You should be really worried because I'm obviously pretty resilient.
Yeah. And scared.
And you, we'll find out how resilient you are. I mean, I know I can be pushed off a mountain and find my way back home. Can you?
Oh, people. You guys are funny. We're all funny when it comes to that stuff. It all goes down to one thing, Molly. It's all just your emotions. It's just emotions, you know, that cloud everything, you know. Because, I mean, we've all been in a bad type relationship where it's so foggy you can't see through the fog. You know, you kind of wait for that to clear. And then and you hope you have friends that can help you do that a little bit, you know. But, yeah, that's how you get pushed off a cliff. The guy was in a fog and he was an idiot is what he was.
The only way out. There's also just breaking up with somebody.
Yes, there's that. That's easier.
Or if you're like me and it's a difficult conversation to have, just disappear. You don't have to disappear them. You can do the disappearing.
Yeah, you could do the disappearing. All right, so tomorrow we have the big party show. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. After party is Tuesday. You guys know that you're listening. But tell everybody and leave some ratings and reviews. We need all that to keep this going. And there's like a burger war that just started at the beginning of March that I'm calling it a burger war. All right. Oh. But I think it is because everything is coincides with each other, with this thing. So we'll get to that on Wednesday's podcast. Also, we'll get into us a little bit of more of a motivation. People.
Motivating.
All right. Don't do what everything we talked about. Be a good person.
Be a good person.
We'll see you on Wednesday.
Not as I do.